where comfort exceeds expectations.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Well, we're back here at Claire Bates Arena. I had a minor heart attack. I saw the Hogs score. So this one's looking a whole lot better than that one is. Lady Bombers with the lead here at halftime. What stuck out in that first half, Rack Coleman?
Lady Bombers overcame a road officiating crew. We'll say that. But, hey, you know what? That's what you do. You got to do that on the road. But Mount Home shot the ball well. If we can shoot the ball well this half, defense is going to win this game for us.
So Jayla Yonkers and Lakin Moore have 29 and Mountain Home's 34 points. As Yonkers skips it to the left side, Moore a three. This one is missed and rebounded by Van Buren. Mountain Home now moving from right to left in front of us here. They'll go shooting towards their bench along with Van Buren. They'll go from left to right. As this three on the way, this one's missed, rebounded by Coleman. Quentin Coleman's going to run the show here real quick.
Let's get it out of her hands as quickly as possible.
Coleman with the ball. Now to the far side, Husky. Her first three of the game. This one is missed, rebounded by Anna McCarn. A 6'4 junior, three on the way from Moore. This one's off the heel of the iron and rebounded by Van Buren. Lucky there wasn't a foul called on Whitten Coleman there. Yeah. Van Buren with the ball about a minute into this third quarter. No score here. Mountain Home with the lead, 34-21. No points have been scored this quarter. As it goes to the far side, they bounce it down to the low post as that is down to Schmidt, and she traveled. And it's a turnover to go back to Mountain Home.
Good job, Whitten. Actually did a really good job walling up against Schmidt. Schmidt's a better offensive player. Witten's a better defensive player than that. You know, she doesn't know who she got down there, but Witten walled up real good. Anna came down and helped, causing the travel there by Schmidt.
Of course, we appreciate Josh Fulcher coming by for the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. They bounce it down to McCarn on the low block. She's going to go off the window. No good, but she's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot a pair of free throws here.
That shows how good of hands Anna McCarn has. You know, Lakin bulleted that pass down in there. That was a bullet pass, and Anna came away with it and went right up, and let's see if she can make her free throws.
First free throw is good. She's lucky she doesn't have a jammed finger after that one. That was a bullet pass. You're right.
I tell you, Anna McCarn coming along as a post scorer is really just going to help these Lady Bombers.
Free throw is missed, but the Lady Bombers extend the lead to 14. She goes 1-2 at the free throw line. First free throws of the game for Mountain Home with 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. As it skipped back up top, now it's bounced. McCarn almost got a hand on it, but it's picked up by Van Buren. That was to Gehrig. Gehrig had the ball. Now it's skipped to the far side to Gilbert. A couple brand-new girls. They went outside their starting lineup here. As the three's on the way, this one is missed by Odom. Offensive rebound comes down to Schmidt. A whistle and a foul. Counted and one. Cam Schmidt's going to go to the line. Tell you what, she's in double figures now. As she's got 11. She's trying to make it 12 here. Last foul was on Libby Fosness. They got Whitten Coleman. That's her third foul. I just happened to look up at the board. Second, this only free throw is missed and rebounded by Mountain Home.
Whitten's going to have to play smart with three fouls.
35-23, our score here in Van Buren. As Moore's going to drive down to the middle, skip it out to Coleman. Van Buren in the zone defense. They give it back to Moore on the right side to Husky between the circles. Comes back this side. Yonkers wants her 6-3 of the game. This one is missed. Offensive rebound to Coleman. Puts this one off the window. It got tipped, and it's rebounded by Van Buren. 2-on-1 the other way, as this is actually 3-on-1, as this one's bounced out of bounds, and Jayla Yonkers stops the 3-on-1 fast break.
Good job by Jay stopping that offensive deal.
That was Parker.
Yeah, it was Parker. Yeah, Whitten did a good job getting offensive rebound on the other end. Shot got blocked and kind of came away with it. Mount Holmes needs to keep crashing the boards, but like I said, defense is going to win this game for the Lady Bombers.
5:38 to go in this third period of action. Husky with the basketball. Now back to Moore, back to Husky, to Jayla. Now to the back side of the zone to Lakin Moore. A whistle and a foul. She'll go up and shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the air.
You got Schmidt there. That's going to be her second.
That's her second foul.
An excellent offensive hit there for the Lady Bombers. They screened the back person of that zone, getting Lakin wide open on the block.
So Lakin's going to go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Hits the first one.
And as a scorer, this is what you want. If you came out, Lakin hit that first shot, or that first shot came up and it didn't, it went off the mark. And as it went off the mark, you know, you want to get to the line. You want to see the ball go in as a scorer. And so Lakin's going to be able to step up here and get some easy ones and hopefully get her hot for the second half.
Sarah Williams into the game now. It's good. Lakin goes 2-2. Mountain Home 3-4 at the line so far. Lakin Moore with 15 points. Board has her for 14, but it's a lot of points. So comes back to the near side. They try to feed the post. Lady Bombers.
They're in the lane. Get her out of there. That's right. Yep.
They call 3 seconds down low. So it's going to go back to the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home in a zone there.
No, we went to man. I think it looked like Lakin went in there and was just straight manning up on Schmidt. Lakin's strong enough that she can handle Schmidt. Schmidt tried to post her up, and she just stayed in the lane too long. I was wondering if they were going to call it, and they did.
Rarely see that called. Moore's going to take this three from the right side. This one's good. Another three for Lakin Moore. That's her fourth three. That's the ninth three of the game. And a whistle and a timeout by Van Buren. We will take it with them. 4:58 left in this third quarter. Lady Bombers lead 40-23. This is Lady Bomber basketball, classic hits, 101.7. It's streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Back here in Van Buren, you know, we were just talking during the break. It's hard to, you know, you could stop one that's really good, but if you got two that can go with a lot of pieces around them, that's hard to stop.
Yes, and so here's what's going to happen. Van Buren's going to try to stop 24. Guess what's going to happen? Three's going to come in and get hot.
This little jumper that was McDonald. It was good. So out of the timeout, Van Buren scores. McDonald gets her first bucket of the ball game. She's got 2 points.
Van Buren going to man-to-man.
They hand it off to Moore. Moore's going to kick it out. Sarah Williams, she wants a three. This is an air ball and rebounded by Van Buren. Schmidt comes up with a rebound. Now Van Buren pushing the other way. Comes to the far side, Odom. Odom's going to go against Williams. Odom pulls her dribble back. 4:16 to go in this third quarter of action. Mountain Home with a 15-point lead. They come back to this side to Odom. Odom going to drive against McCarn. McCarn, good job walling her up, and it's rebounded by Williams.
Good job, Sarah. That was Sarah's girl. Anna came over to help. Sarah slid to the offside to get that rebound. That is just picture-perfect help defense.
They were lucky there. They called a foul. Jayla gave a wide-open look to Anna McCarn, but it's going to be a foul. It's going to go on Aspen Cone. That's her first foul.
And let's not look now, but Van Buren is leading in the foul count the first time all game.
There's a miracle for everything, isn't there, Brad?
There is.
Williams going to go off the window or off the front of the iron. This one is missed. A lot of contact there, but it's picked up by Van Buren. You just had to say something.
Yeah, I don't think that was a foul. Nah. I think Sarah was in a bad position, and the refs did a good job not bailing Van Buren out.
That's good. They're paying attention.
No. Yeah, they are.
So it's going to go to the far side. They thought about getting to the far side. Now they finally do to Odin. Goes back to Odom. Now back down to Schmidt. Schmidt going to go back to work. This one's rejected by Anna McCarn. And it's picked up by Lakin Moore.
Anna McCarn with great help defense layup right here, Sarah. Yep.
As this comes down to Sarah Williams off the window, won't go, but she will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of free throws.
Man, this is scouting report 101 from the Lady Bombers. Schmidt gets the ball down in the post, right? Anna comes over perfect, walls up, makes Schmidt get rid of the ball, their best offensive player, then comes up and blocks the shot at the top of the key. You cannot ask for better defense from Anna McCarron than what you got right there.
I've heard a couple girls coaches say that if you have a 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", girl in girls, it's about the equivalent to a 6'10", to 7' in boys.
And not to mention her arm reach. She can stand up and touch the ceiling.
Yeah.
She's 8', so, I mean, you got to shoot over the top of her, and it's just really, really good pieces for this Lady Bombers, and they're starting to gel right now as Bailey Rittenberg enters for Sarah.
So Sarah Williams goes 2 of 2 at the line. She's in the book for the first time. 5 different Lady Bombers have scored with 3:13 to go in this third quarter of action. Comes back to this side, goes to Johnson. Hasn't seen much time here in the third quarter. She's back in the game. They give it back to Johnson. Johnson got a lot of accessories on the leg. She got the knee brace and then the leg sleeve. So
she's got swag.
She's going to go off the window and a whistle and a foul.
We talk about bailing them out. She was in bad position, and they bailed them out right there.
They're going to say that's on J-Lo. That's her second foul. So that's 4 different Lady Bombers with at least 2 fouls. Witten's got 3 as this free throw was missed. Witten's got 3 fouls. Lakin's got 2. Anna's got 2. And now J-Lo has 2. So a little bit of foul trouble for Mountain Home, but they'll weather the storm, I believe.
We're getting close to that fourth quarter, and, you know, you just don't want to have 4 going into that fourth quarter.
So the second free throw is good. It is 42-26, as that was Johnson shooting those. That's the first points of the game for her. She went 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Lake and Moore with a 1-4 set there, dribbles to her left, bounces down to McCarron on the low block. McCarron's going to go back to the middle and give it back to Moore. Going to drive along the baseline. This one is missed. Offensive rebound to McCarron, put it off the window. Long rebound comes down to Johnson, and now Van Buren pushing the other way with 2:30 to go. Coming the other way is Cullen. She puts up the deep three off the quick rebound, and it's rebounded by Moore on the miss. 42-26 here. Moore with the basketball. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Moore's going to hand off to Rittenberg. Bailey's going to give it back to Jayla. Jayla Yonker's going to go back to the middle. Now along the left side block, Rittenberg with the basketball. Gets the screen from McCarron as this one's flipped high in the air. It was tipped. Now it's to Moore on the far corner. Moore crossover dribble, goes back to the middle, goes between two defenders, missed offensive rebound, comes down to McCarron, was knocked out of her hands, and it comes up to Van Buren. They skip to the far side. Johnson, Rittenberg got a hand on it. Johnson driving at the rim. This one actually got tipped in the air, but it went in. So Johnson on a personal 3-0 run here, and leads back down to 14.
You know, in this half, it's 8-7 in this quarter. Mountain Home needs to extend this lead a little more going into the fourth quarter to make you feel really good about where things are going.
So, of course, as this is dumped down to McCarron, and a whistle and a foul as they'll send to the free throw line. We had this come up in the boys' game. You want to try to get, if you have a 10 or more point lead, that's the maximum amount of bonus points you can get. And you need all those tiebreaker points because we saw with the boys, it was a 1-point difference that cost them the state, basically.
Yeah, you got to get all 10s. You want to go get points every time you can. And that's what the – what you want to do anytime you can, especially if you're competing for seeding and things or trying to get in.
Yeah.
You know, this may not be a Lady Bombers team that's worried about getting in, but that might mean the difference between a 2 seed or a 1 seed, you know?
Yeah, we're talking to Josh about that. At times you just want to win. But if you can control it, as an offensive rebound off the missed free throw to Yonkers off the window, good. The offensive rebound leads to a layup. Jayla's got 19 points, leading all scorers. Minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Bombers up by 17. They haven't been able to quite stretch it to 20. It's kind of just hovered around. As Johnson, the three-pointer on the way, this one is missed. Stops a 3-0 run by her on that last shot. Jayla
great
with the
pass.
Ball, pushes ahead to Williams, got right out of her reach, and it'll go out of bounds with a minute to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, Sarah kind of flared just a little bit from where Jayla thought she was going to go, and it's one of those ones where that just got out of the reach of her.
So under a minute to go now, Van Buren with the basketball. Pass picked off by Williams, but it goes right back to Van Buren under the rim. A whistle and a foul. They're going to call probably Sarah Williams on the reach there. They were all just reaching for the ball. It went right to the hands of Schmidt.
Sarah read that pass excellent on the backside of that 1-3-1 that we're doing. She caught it, looked to turn, and then the ball slipped out of her hands right into a Van Buren player's
hand. So they're actually going to give that to Parker. That's her first foul. Parker Husky with 1 foul. This free throw is missed by Odin.
Odin.
Odin. Yeah, there's Odom and Odin. So this is Odin, like Greg Odin. As second one is missed. Shoots free throws like Greg Oden. Greg Oden, a career 56% free throw shooter.
Well, she's a 90% free throw shooter on the year is what the scouting report says on Oden. So,
Not 90% today, I know that. McCarn with the ball, hands it off to Moore. Moore gives it to the far side to Husky. Husky to drive back in the middle. Moore thought about the three. Now they're going to pull it back out. 14-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Moore behind the back, driving in the middle, gives it to Husky. Right side, three-pointer on the way. This one is missed. Comes down to the hands of Cam Schmidt, and now Van Buren can hold for the final shot of the quarter if they want, but it looks like they're going to push as they're going to put up a 10-footer, rattle around. Now Jayla comes up with the rebound, and Mountain Home can go the other way.
Yeah, that's a great shot by Parker that last possession. You want her taking a shot every time she can.
Jayla's scoop shot won't go off. It's a rebound. Anna McCarn, as she is hit in the chest and falls over, but she will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of free throws.
That's 24 rebounds already for the Lady Bombers to, you know, 13 for Van Buren. You know, we've got a size advantage with Anna McCarn, and she there. Anna kind of fell down. Give her a little bit of good job by the fair. Actually, Dale's going to call timeout and give her some moment.
Dale's going to call timeout here. 2.9 left to go in this third quarter of action. Mountain Home with the lead, 43-28. We're going to take a short little break here. This is Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here in Van Buren, 2.9 seconds to go. Anna McCarn's got a pair of free throws.
Yeah,
Dale's got three timeouts left. As letting subs come in after the second
quarter. They're gonna let Livy Fosness come in and sub for Anna because she's hurt. She fell on her back. It looks like she's having a hard time catching her breath. Looks like she got the wind knocked out of her. Wasn't a dirty play. Uh-huh. It was just her arms got caught up. She kind of fell down, hit her. They're looking at her here on the bench.
So Livy's going to hit the first free throw. She's in the book for the first time. Now, Anna can come back into the game. So if it's something like this, she'll be able to re-enter. So the second one on the way, nothing but net.
That's how you do your job there, Livy Fosness. You come in and hit the two free throws and do your job as they bring Bailey Rittenberg in here. Mountain Home's going to extend full court pressure with 2.9 seconds, not let Van Buren get a run out for an easy shot here.
And a whistle. What are we talking about here?
I think they're going to say Livy Fosness has to stay in the game.
I don't know why.
Because there's not a live ball play. So the free throw, you can't. Yeah. Since she came in to replace her during the free throw, there has to be a ball put in play and the ball considered live in order to get a sub.
2.9 to go. They get it in and throws it up from half court. Cone, this shot is missed. And we will head to the third quarter. The Lady Bombers lead 47-28. We'll take a short little break and bring you the exciting conclusion of this one. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.